I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down.
News Talk ZB, 11:23. One of the world's top Lego exponents is in Wellington this weekend to show off his new exhibition at Te Papa. Ryan McNaught is one of only 14, that's 14 certified Lego professionals in the world. And he's showing off around 50 of the world's top landmarks made entirely out of Lego. His exhibit's called Let's Go Build. And to talk more about it, he joins me now. Good morning, Ryan.
G'day, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, Ryan. What does it take to become a certified Lego professional?
Well, unfortunately, probably most of New Zealand's kids are going to hate me for saying this, but you need to be really awesome at mathematics.
Fair enough. So is it a set of exams you have to sit? Is there, you know, what's the process before you're finally actually certified as a Lego professional?
Well, there's no Lego university, so you can't go and get a degree in brickology or anything along those lines. But it all happened for me many years ago when I was doing some work with the Lego company in an unrelated field in IT. And I did some work with them, and we did a few more little jobs and bits and pieces. And they kind of asked me, can you do a little bit of this and a little bit of that? It kind of grew from there. So, the best part of sort of 3 or 4 years of working with them, and then 10 years later, I'm doing it as my job.
Why is mathematics so important?
Well, as you can imagine, everything about Lego bricks is there's a system to it, right? So it's all about, size and volume and weight and all those kind of bits and pieces. And even to the point as I had my high school reunion a few years ago, and my high school mathematics teacher just laughed at me and thought it was hilarious that because I didn't pay attention in math class, and what I do now is very math-based. So, quite funny, really.
So it's your job to build stuff with Lego. That's how you make your living.
It sure is. Yep, someone's got to do it.
So that's what you put when you travel and you've got to fill out the documentation when it asks for occupation. What do you put?
Yeah, exactly that. So it was quite funny when I landed here in Wellington yesterday. The customs and duty lady, she raised her eyebrows and said, "Come on, that's not really a job, is it?" So it was quite funny, really.
dream job. All right. So, how do you come up with the designs? I mean, how do you from a pile of Lego bricks even start thinking about creating something which is just beyond the realms of possibility for most of us?
Yeah, if I take one of the pieces, which is here in Wellington, for example, say the Statue of David. So I look at a real-life object, and the Statue of David's a great example. You know, it's an amazing piece of art. You know, it's quite an incredible sculpture, and, you know, there's a lot of history around it and all that kind of stuff. So before we even think about picking up a Lego brick, we'll research whatever the item happens to be, in this case, the Statue of David, and look at pictures of it. And, you know, I went through the family photo album and found photos when we visited it and all that kind of stuff. And learnt a little bit about it, learnt even some techniques that they used to sculpt the real thing and issues that they had and that kind of stuff, because quite often those problems can help us build the Lego version as well. And then basically do some sketches and drawings. In some instances where our models are absolutely enormous, we'll have to use a computer because we'll have to put steel inside the model and things like that to keep them safe. But most of the time it's just a pen and some paper and do some drawings and a fair bit of math. And you sit down in front of a spreadsheet for quite a while and then start building.
So the Statue of David, if we continue to use that as an example, how long did that take?
Yeah, so that was the best part of about a month. So myself and Claire, one of my team, I have six builders at work underneath me, and so we sat down and worked on that one together. So yeah, about the best part of a month, I guess. The longest one in the whole exhibition, which we have at Te Papa, was about 6 weeks, give or take, and that's a Japanese castle called Himeji Castle, which is south of Tokyo. So that's probably the longest one there.
So that's two of the landmarks you have. What other landmarks can we see when we come to the exhibition?
It's funny. The exhibition's called Wonders of the World. Now, Wonders of the World can mean lots of things. You know, we've got the ancient wonders of the world, we've got the modern wonders of the world, we've got engineering wonders of the world, and we've got some things which I think, to me, are wonders of the world. So I've added in things like the Concorde, for example, traveling at twice the speed of sound. I think that's a bit of a wonder of the world. I've even gone a little bit abstract, and I've got things like the crown jewels. The Mona Lisa, of course, she's there. And even things like I've got a giant Volkswagen Beetle because it's the world's most produced car. So we've kind of taken a bit of a left-field stab at what we think are some amazing wonders and gone down that path.
How do you transport them, Ryan? Do you have to build? I mean, you can't surely build them all once you're here.
Well, we do a little bit to a degree, but I guess if I can trigger your imagination. So So Te Papa, of course, is down on the waterfront. So imagine the container ship coming into Wellington with three 40-foot shipping containers on the back of it, and basically load it off and then open up the shipping containers and, hey, presto, there's the best part of, you know, 3.5 to 4 million Lego bricks sort of in the containers. Some of them, of course, come in sections because they're so big and we can't transport them easy enough, and others will travel as a completed whole model. It's really important. I made the rookie mistake many, many years ago, my workshop, of course, building something and then looking at the door, and, of course, it doesn't fit out the door. So you only make that mistake once in your life, right? That's a classic, you know, tradesman mistake thing to do. So, yeah, I only done that once. But, yeah, but you know, they sort of travel in different ways, and logistics is something we think about before we even design a model. We think about, okay, how are we going to move this around? You know, the Golden Gate Bridge, for example, sake, is 4 and a bit metres long. So how do we move the Golden Gate Bridge? You know, so in this case, we split it in half and it travels in two pieces. So we think about a lot of things like that before we even start building.
And what do you pack around it? Just sort of some foam, or is it a bit more high tech than that?
Oh, it's a little bit more high tech. We use some, you know, laser cut and all sorts of bits and pieces. So the shipping crates, the company that does the shipping crates do like fine art. So if you can imagine transporting a Van Gogh, for example, like the same sort of technology is used around the Lego models. Obviously, Lego's, of course, a little bit more fragile than a piece of, you know, timber and fabric and that kind of stuff. But, yeah, kind of the same sort of thing.
Around the world, are there big Lego exhibitions or conferences, that sort of thing, gatherings that you get involved in?
We do. We get together once a year. So Lego's a Danish company. So we call it being beamed to the mothership, right? So we all 14 of us from around the world, we get summoned once a year to Denmark, and it's usually always in winter, so the weather's terrible at that time of year. But, yeah, we all go over there, and we talk about the latest and greatest and what we're working on and things like that. And all 14 of us are relatively close. We'll often work on projects together and do things together. Some of the things that we do are so big and large that it requires, you know, quite a lot of skill and manpower. So even though the world's a big place, we tend to treat it as a fairly small place and work together that way.
Dream job, isn't it, Ryan? Dream job. I mean, there'll be people listening who have got kids and they'll be at school at the moment, but they'll get home and they'll say, I heard a guy on the radio today who makes Lego for a living. That's his job. What a dream job. What a dream life.
Well, I can't complain, although there is one downside if I can share with you and your listeners. So yep. As you can imagine, every eight-year-old would absolutely love my job, which means, given that there's only one of me in the Southern Hemisphere, that they all looking to bump me off. So I have to watch my back for eight-year-olds who want to take me out. So that's probably the only downside to my job, I guess.
Well, I'm sure you can live with that. It's a brilliant brilliant thing you do, and we're looking forward to seeing the exhibition at Te Papa. You've really whet our appetite for it. It's called Let's Go Build, open from Saturday until the 11th of February at Te Papa. Ryan, thanks for your time this morning, and enjoy your stay in Wellington.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what everyone comes along and builds. It should be a lot of fun.
So there's actually the chance to you've got tables there set up for people to build as well?
Oh, it's a bit more than that, actually. So a lot of the models themselves have quite an interactive component. So, for example, it's like around the Statue of David, I've got a couple of 100,000 white bricks where people get to build statues of themselves or statues of David. We've got the Arc de Triomphe, and people get to build cars and make the traffic jam that goes around it. So a lot of these sculptures are not only amazing things that we've built, but we use them as inspiration triggers for kids to build their own stuff too. So everyone that comes along is absolutely involved, and that includes mums and dads too. They don't get out of this too lightly.
Terrific. Again, Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. That's Ryan McNaught, one of 14 certified Lego professionals. Let's Go Build, open from Saturday until the 11th of February, so plenty of time for you to get involved at Te Papa. Tickets are on sale at Ticketek, and we do have a family pass to give away right now to Let's Go Build. If you're caller number 3 right now on 0800 80 1080 or 472 1035, the family pass is all yours.